This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
He's dribbling the ball with everything on the line. He's driving down the pitch. He's facing price hikes and cuts past him. Carrier Contracts tries to block him. Oh, he leaves him in the dust. He's at the edge of the box. He cuts past the nonstop group chat trash talk. He clears on goal. He shoots. No! Unlimited data for $25 a month forever!
Visit your local Boost Mobile store today to get unlimited data with a price that never changes. Boost Mobile. After 30 GB, customers may experience lower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost $25 unlimited plan.
Discover a spectacular island destination with crystal blue seas, endless sunshine, and the cool Bahamian breeze. Baja Mar, located in Nassau, Bahamas, offers your choice of three luxury hotels, the richly refined Rosewood, the playfully hip SLS, and the stylishly modern Grand Hyatt. With over 45 restaurants, bars, and lounges, Baja Mar serves up delicious dining from world-renowned chefs like Daniel Boulud and Marcus Samuelson, nightlife venues like the new John Batiste Jazz Club, and the Caribbean's most luxurious casino. At Baja Mar, you'll find every pleasure under the sun and one-of-a-kind experiences for the entire family, like Baja Bay, our 15-acre lush tropical water park, interactive wildlife experiences, including our daily flamingo parade, world-class golf, tennis, spa, and so much more. Visit BajaMar.com today and discover a vacation destination where memories are made for a lifetime. Baja Mar, life spectacular.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. We appreciate you being a subscriber, and you can also watch or subscribe online at YouTube because our After the Show podcast goes up there too. And that way you can see some of the things that are going on here.
Sam, you took us to your on your vacation with your son Sammy to Chicago.
Yep.
His recap.
In a podcast.
We didn't actually go with him.
The other day. Yeah, I'm sorry. So we thought we'd take you to New York with us.
All right. Me,
Murphy, and our girls, Taylor and Phoebe. Of course, we all started in New York together. You were with us because we were there for the first day for our work thing.
Yeah.
And then you flew out there.
And I had enough and flew to Chicago.
Yeah.
I will tell you, that first day, which was that July 2nd, we were in New York all together working all day. It was an all-day thing we had gone to. And when it was over, and, you know, I don't know if you knew this, Murphy, but I knew our vacation began right then. It was like 5 p.m. Our vacation begins. We're standing out on the street calling Ubers, and I knew we were about to go to dinner with our girls, Taylor and Phoebe, and our vacation was about to begin. I was worn out, and I looked at Sam, and I said, you can come to dinner with us if you want to, because I knew you weren't flying out till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see it in Sam's eyes. Thanks, but no.
Well,
I am going to chill.
Also, too, they had pizza for us as a snack, remember?
I didn't eat after
the event we went.
Yeah.
It was like 20 boxes of pizza. So
You ate a bunch?
I filled up on pizza.
Oh.
New York pizza? Yeah.
I didn't eat it because I was wearing a light peach-colored blouse, and I did not even want one speck of marinara sauce on it.
Well, you missed out. It was great.
Yeah.
I only had one piece of it, but it was delicious.
It was good.
But I will say, I sincerely meant that it would be cool for you to have come along with us. But I will say, as soon as we all were switched off of work mode and we were in vacation mode and we were about to Uber to meet Taylor and Phoebe, because they had already left. You know, they had already spent the day doing some things together themselves. It just came over me from head to toe. Oh, I'm on vacation and I'm a different person. You know, I was just more chill. Now, I was tired. We went and had sushi that night. You remember that?
I do.
And Taylor and Phoebe both ordered like a little cocktail. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that because then I'm going to fall asleep sitting up. But it's such a good feeling when you finally know and accept and your body knows you're on vacation. It's a different vibe.
It took me a minute to wind down, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, it took me a whole week to wind down.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we transitioned to that mode and knowing that we were going to get to have, you know, a good time with Taylor and Phoebe and
in
New York, which we don't go to very often, you know,
it's fun.
It was a lot of fun. I think we crammed a lot into a few days. There was a record heat wave that weekend, though. This was July 4th weekend. It was America 250. It was Taylor Swift's wedding weekend. There were no FIFA Cup games going on in the city while we were there. But the Sunday we left was the Brazil game. I'm trying to remember who. Brazil and Norway?
Or, I don't remember that match.
New Jersey?
There were so many fans in the city, though. They were in our hotel.
It was fun. Yeah, there were Brazil fans everywhere. So,
Well, I wanted to say one of my favorite parts of vacation started that first night when we went to eat sushi. We did not plan or talk about it ahead of time, but it continued every time we sat down to have a meal, which was all of our meals together as a family. that night, we started sharing food. Murphy ordered a couple of appetizers, and we all got different sushi and things like that. And we all shared each other's food. We don't always do that at home on the regular when we go out to eat. You know, Taylor will order her entree, Murphy will order his, and we don't necessarily do that.
Sushi is one of those ones you can because it's like a bunch of different
pieces. Yeah. But it was just something. We're on vacation.
It was like doing small plates.
It was so fun.
Which actually was what it was.
Small plates. That's when that started, and I thought that was really, really fun. And we had sushi there, and we filled up on it, but we're in the city, and we're on vacation. So, of course, we went into Times Square. I remember feeling like I need to be in bed, but here we are in the busiest place in the world, and it was fun. And we went to a cheesecake restaurant. What's the name of it?
It's Junior's. It's one of those famous, you know, now, people will
probably
say
touristy.
It's touristy, but you know what? It is great cheesecake. And so we enjoyed it. And what
and
was crazy about that.
We all shared each other's dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. We just decided, you know, we would go somewhere else for dessert. What was crazy about it was so packed and there was a line out the door. And I don't know how Taylor and I got lucky enough that when we walked in to ask, I think what had happened is a family, I don't remember. We were all waiting in line together, and this family came in and stepped in front of all of us who were in line at the desk. Literally, just, you know, they hadn't even placed their names or anything like that. They were not waiting in line. They actually cut the line.
Yeah.
And which the hostesses were not crazy about.
Yeah.
And so that somehow enabled the couple in front of us, who was, you know, pretty frustrated by that, obviously, and then me and Taylor, they immediately seated us.
Oh.
In the middle of a crazy, you
They're
know,
like, you
crowd,
know what? You can sit.
All four of us. Yeah,
so we didn't wait for that cheesecake.
Right.
That was fun.
What'd
that was
have?
The beginning. I can't remember. I was so tired that night.
Well, you didn't really want the cheesecake. It was a Irish cream.
You had that.
Coffee. Was it that? Was it the Irish cream coffee cake? I don't remember now either.
They had a lot to choose from. Caramel, maybe?
Phoebe had their strawberry shortcake, which is one thing that they're known for, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I would try their pastrami sandwich, even though I know I had just had sushi.
Right. That's right. Know,
yeah.
Murphy ordered food on top of food, but when Murphy's on vacation, food doesn't count.
In New York City, you got to keep eating pastrami.
He did.
To find the right one.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because there were some places that were great and some that were just not so great.
Of course.
Surprising, you know?
Of course. The other part of our vacation that stood out to me, and I'm telling you the little things as a mom, these are the special things that I remember. We can talk about the Met and all those things, but in our hotel, there was always really fun music playing in the elevator and in the hotel in the lobby. So every time we would get in the elevator, that's why we took so many elevator pics. When it was just the four of us, we would always take pictures together in the elevator because it was always some jam. Mm-hmm. Like when we checked in, it was Janet Jackson, Pleasure Principle, and I was like, yes.
Sam, you remember that because you were staying in the same hotel, with us at
the
beginning.
It was a nice vibe in that lobby.
I loved that lobby.
Yeah,
I went down to that lobby every morning for coffee.
And
while
the thing
family
is, we
slept.
We were three blocks from Times Square, which was great because you could be close enough to go to it if you wanted to, and far enough to stay back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't want to be in the middle of the madness, because you know it did pick up with the ball drop. They did the ball drop for July 4th, July 3rd going into the 4th at midnight, and it wasn't necessarily a quote unquote public event. You could watch it, I guess, if you wanted to, but they had cleared a lot of the area out. So we get to see the ball, you know, that next day.
It's beautiful.
Because Jody's birthday was the 3rd, and we didn't go into Times Square to watch it actually go down, but it was really cool to see it change to the flag and, you know, all of that. Because that's the first time that that's happened in Times Square ever.
Yeah.
It's only been drop the ball New Year's Eve.
Right.
And so this was an America 250 thing that was cool.
I will tell you, though, on my birthday, the morning of my birthday, I woke up by, you know, first, as always, I went down and got coffee, go back up to the room. Everybody starts slowly waking up. And we're all excited because that's the first full day of our vacation together. And Murphy slips me a present, which I didn't know he had. And it was wrapped.
Piece of cheesecake?
No. It was wrapped. And I was like, oh, wrap this, did you? It was definitely professionally wrapped. So major kudos for you for that. That's so sweet. And it was perfume.
You needed to wake up to a birthday gift.
That
and
was
so,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was some perfume.
Yeah.
And I don't normally pack a bottle of perfume. I pack a little rollerball, and that's it. So I had a little rollerball.
I don't normally pack a present that goes with me all that distance, but I do.
So that was fun. And then Taylor and Phoebe took me thrifting on my birthday.
Mm.
We went to Chelsea. Like, Phoebe found three or four shops. You know, it's New York. We don't want to spend our whole day traveling from one thrift shop to the next and Ubering or walking for miles and miles in the heat. So it's like, let's find some that are close together. And she did. And that happened to be Chelsea. So we did Uber to that area. And then we hit like three, four, and five different thrift shops together. That was fun.
Yeah, how is the thrifting in New York compared to usual?
It's similar, but it's more expensive. And the first time I was looking at stuff, I was like, remember, this is thrifting in New York, girls. And they were like, yeah. Now, we found some that was more comparable to the kind of thrifting I already normally do, and then some that was higher. But it's funny. It was a little bit more expensive, but it's essentially the same. It's still thrifting.
Yeah.
You never know. Something is going to be great, new with tags. I bought a pair of linen pants that I love. I can't wait to wear. I'm still about to wash them. But new with tags, fit me perfectly. I also bought for like $10, I bought a gold chain belt. Mm. Goes around the waist and then hangs down like a lariat. Ah, can't wait to wear that. But it was just fun being with them doing that. And while we did that, which I thought was cute and sweet, Murphy said, you know what? I'm not going to go thrifting. I'm going to go my own way and do something for a few hours.
What I really wanted to do, but it was already sold out, and it was sold out to me when I looked at it the night before, I wanted to do the NBC tour. But, you know, any of those things that you really, if there's a takeaway for anybody that hasn't been to Manhattan in a while and you want to do that, or if it's your first time, anything that you know that you want to see, go online and purchase all of your tickets in advance. Because if it's a busy weekend, you're going to leave yourself to chance on, mm-hmm. on a lot of different stuff. And so that tour was sold out. But I walked around 30 Rock. I went through the little NBC store. But then I decided to go walk down, and this is a museum of its own type, the Paley, William S. Paley Center. Now, William Paley was the founder of CBS, and so there's a museum named in his honor, and they've got a couple of different cities, but it basically is the media archive of everything, mm-hmm. from radio, television, you know, of all time. And a lot of the things that they have in their archives you can't find on YouTube. And so I went in there, and of course, sat at a computer. It was a heat
really
wave. So being 102 degrees outside, I'm like, okay, I'll sit in front of a computer for a little bit. I didn't want to be in front of a computer forever. But the gentleman who was there was very, very helpful. And so I just started working my way through, because that's the kind of stuff that interests me, you know? Like the very first episode of the Today Show. With the chimes. And
today, January 14th, 1952.
A guy by the name of Dave Garraway, who was probably the most laid-back dude I think I've ever. I don't know a whole lot about him, but it's the most laid-back thing I've ever seen. But that was the very beginnings of the Today Show that is still here now, 75 years later.
Crazy.
They only had the teletype machine going in the background.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that was. But anyway, so I spent some time there, and about an hour and a half of that was enough. And then we went back and decided before dinner, because Jody's birthday dinner was going to be that night at Patsy's, which I had booked.
I want to get to that too.
Yeah. We decided, okay, well, it's late. It's too late for a full lunch. So
we're hungry.
So we just found again another place that I just happened to. You know, Google.
That's one of my favorite moments. I posted a picture of us at that deli on Facebook today about our new tradition of sharing food based on vacation, because Taylor and Phoebe and I got in an Uber and Murphy said, meet me here. I'm at this random deli that I picked, and we walk in and he's at a booth and he had already ordered some things. That was so fun for me. Mm-hmm. I've always said, you can order for me. I would love for you to order for me.
To show up and have food already ready.
There was like spinach and artichoke dip at the table already. I think you had a sandwich, like a melt, patty
melt?
No,
I got us a patty melt to share.
Oh,
it was
right.
Cut in four.
Oh, yeah. I didn't eat that, though. I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for that. But that was so fun to me, to just sit down impromptu. Dad's here already. I ordered food. It was so fun. We were on the clock because we wanted to get back to the hotel, get showered, get ready for our, you know, dinner that night. Yeah. At a place called Patsy's. Murphy had always wanted to go to a place called Patsy's in New York City, which one friend of ours loves Patsy's, mm-hmm. and another friend of ours says it's touristy. It's like, well, we're tourists. We want to see it.
And by the way, and so if you are going to book this place that we're talking about, there's Patsy's, the Italian family restaurant. There's also a Patsy's pizza place. They're two different things. This is the Italian restaurant that Frank Sinatra used to eat at. Apparently, there's some room in the back that we weren't able to go see that he used to sit. But what a, I mean, it was a great vibe.
It was so cool. And the wait staff, they were wonderful. The food, again, we all ordered something different. Yeah. Phoebe ordered like this ravioli trio that I was eyeing. And I said, get it because I'll get something else. Murphy, did you have the chicken parm?
No, I had veal parm. I had veal to go parm. Classic. Mm. You know, I mean, as if you're going to try a new Italian restaurant, you probably should try the standard fare. You know?
I had shrimp scampi. It was incredible. And Taylor had a pesto pasta that might have been the best dish at the table. Mm. You have to love that. And it was so, so fun and so, so good. And then they let me pick a cake, didn't they? They had several different kinds of cake.
Yeah.
Like cheesecake or strawberry or chocolate for like a birthday.
They had, there was a chocolate cake. There was they had tiramisu.
Oh, right.
But it was going to be like, we were going to leave it to you to choose. They had, their Italian cream cake and their other, they had two different Italian style cakes.
I usually don't pick dessert. I'm not that much of a sweets person, so I always let them pick dessert. But for my birthday, I picked a chocolate cake. And it was good, and they brought it.
Well, when he brought it, and he sang happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Let's go,
everybody. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I'm way off key.
Happy birthday, dear Jody.
All right, well, I'll save you. I'm so scared of the rest of that. But anyway.
Let me ask you, the back room, did you actually ask, hey, what's back there? Or, hey, can we see there? Or are you just...
No, and
knew
I
did, not to
I,
ask.
I didn't know about the back room until after we left.
Oh. There was an upstairs room, and I asked one of the waiters, where does that go? And he picked at me. He goes, that's for the dancing. He's like, girls and boys. And I was like, okay. And he was picking on me.
He was talking about stripping.
That's not what's really back there. It's another dining room.
Yeah.
But it was really delicious food.
It is, yes, it's one of those destination places. I didn't find it touristy at all.
Well,
there were plenty of New Yorkers who were, in fact, were more New Yorkers than anybody else.
There was a young girl who was probably like 9 years old who was having her birthday there as well. Mm. I was like, oh, we're birthday twins.
Yeah.
So I want you to know I really enjoyed my birthday dinner at Patsy's when it was like you almost changed it. You were like, it's your birthday if you don't want to eat there. I don't have a New York restaurant.
Yeah.
So I loved it. That's our new New York restaurant. So we did the thrifting and all that. That night, I think we went back to the hotel. We were tired. So we went back to the hotel and had a little drink at the bar, which is when you discovered
the Moscow Mule mocktail.
That you had because me and the girls had a little drink together. I mean, the time in a city like New York, you don't get to do everything. It takes longer to do things than you think. You don't just thrift for 1 hour. You know, it takes you 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
So everything takes longer. The days seem to get really swallowed up, you know? And then the next day was July 4th. And we filled that day up, didn't we? We planned.
We did. And everything that we had, we'd actually bought tickets to. Now, so Phoebe knew before we left town to buy tickets to the Met because it was going to be difficult. They could have been sold out. And it was, so we had our tickets for that in advance and, showed up. And that's my first time there, and we spent a good 3.5 hours, and you still don't see everything.
Yeah. You don't.
Because it's so large.
Years ago, when the first time I ever went to the Met, I was with a group, and they didn't want to stay as long. And it was funny, ironically, that our youngest Phoebe had the same experience. She went with some friends a few years back, and she wanted to stay longer. But when you're with a group, you go with the group. And so I told her, we're going to spend a significant chunk of time in here. Let's do at least 3 or 4 hours. And so we let her pick and plan, which... I don't know if you call them rooms or areas or galleries. So she wanted to do the armory, which was incredible, Sam. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures we posted. The armory.
It was like Game of Thrones.
But real armor from all these different centuries and all these different emperors and princes and warriors. And it's incredible.
It's mind-blowing to look at things that are hundreds of years old or even things that are thousands of years old.
Yeah.
And, and Sam, I know that you said that the museum is not really your thing necessarily. And, for me, after a while, when you've seen certain parts of it, it's like, okay, here's another rock, but
here's another painting I don't understand.
the Egyptian area is really thorough.
Yeah.
There's so much there. So I was really excited at first, and there's like this tomb and all this stuff. But after a while,
5,000 years ago, by the way,
it kept going on. By the time we were at the end of the Egyptian, I'm like, okay, yeah, here's another cat. I kind of felt that way because I was just ready to move on. I'm a little impatient, So I was ready to move on. But that's when we went to the Armory. We also went through the most of the music section, like musical instruments from hundreds of years ago and the stories behind them. It was really well done. And
they have an American section too, where they have, you know, different style homes from the 1700s and the 1800s that are recreated. And then they have a Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, section, and it's a recreation of a house that he had actually built. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember where he built the house. It was somewhere out in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very wealthy individual that wanted this house done a very specific way. But, you know, that mid-city, he is mid-city modern.
Mid-century
modern is really what, you know, he is.
And it was cool.
And so I thought that was pretty interesting, too. I wanted something that was a little more current, you know.
Yeah, something you could get into.
Well, I will tell you this. At one point, Murphy and I said, you know, let's sit down and have a coffee. Let's just take a break. Taylor and Phoebe did not. They went off into the costume area, it was hard for me not to do that. But I was ready to have a, you know, moment. Me and Murph, you know. Let's have coffee. Let's sit down. Let's refreshments. We're very suckers for refreshments. So they went into the costume area, which you could have spent all day in as well at the Met. And then he and I go to find a, I don't know if you even realize this is what happened to me. We went to find a bathroom, meet the ladies' room, and I got completely sidetracked. I was supposed to meet Tay and Phoebe in the costume area, and I found sculptures. Oh my gosh. I could have spent all day in sculptures. They're beautiful. You can't believe the artistry. It's one thing to see them on a screen or on, you know, online. It's different to be standing in front of a sculpture that somebody did
hundreds of years ago,
and the point and the reason and how much time they spent on it and all the stories. And then I was looking around in this room of all these sculptures. And I'm like, this is art, and you're not supposed to touch any of it. And what do you think I wanted to do? I wanted to touch it so badly.
So I didn't have the touch temptation on it, you know?
I got too close to one, and as soon as I did, out of nowhere, appeared a person work. Ma'am, too close.
Yeah.
I was getting a little too close.
Well, they don't make those anymore.
Yeah. We don't want you bumping anything.
Tough to replace something from, you know, 2000 BC. Or
that
whatever.
Time flew. You and know, you're feeling all artsy in there. You're feeling all wow. And then you walk out and there's the, you know, falafel cart on the street.
You know, the thing about the Met, and because I do appreciate art, no doubt. And me saying this, for anybody that's a true art buff, they're going to say, of course, no duh.
Duh.
But I never really stopped to think about art from hundreds or even, you know, thousands of years ago, is that was the only form of expression. Or you didn't have too many forms of expression. Some things could be painted. Some things could be written down. There was no other communication. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There was no other entertainment. And so if you were going to tell a story, then one way of telling those stories was through some of those very elaborate sculptures. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know, as dumb as it sounds, I never really knew that. I thought it was just like a snapshot, a moment or whatever, but they're really trying to communicate, you know,
sometimes
a story.
Suffering.
Yes, exactly.
Battles.
Yeah.
And things like that. It's not all just
look another statue.
Look at this human body. No.
Right.
It's, we could have spent just the whole afternoon in that one section. That's what's interesting about the Met. And so anyway, I didn't want to leave when we had to leave, but I'm glad we did, because we filled that day up, because we then left, got into an Uber. I guess we ate. I don't remember. We went to Broadway Play, mm-hmm. which was what Taylor wanted to do badly. And I'm so glad she did that. And Murphy bought those tickets ahead of time, and it was a sold out house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was surprisingly
sold out.
It was very surprisingly impromptu, because we had a couple of different recommendations, and I've never actually seen a play on Broadway. I've seen Broadway plays on the road in different venues, but I've never actually seen one, you know, in New York before. So that was a cool experience. And the we had our friend John recommend the Two Strangers
Carry a Cake Across New York,
which I definitely still want to see. I really do. It looks like it was.
He said it's the newest, hottest one. And
but
it's great.
Taylor said, you know, Book of Mormon, which has been on Broadway for 15 years now, you know, and it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. But, you know, it's classic now. It's won its Tony Awards. It is, you know, that's the reason it is still, you know, active on Broadway right now.
You know, what's great about that is I went into that knowing nothing about it except the title of it and that it's supposed to be a funny musical.
Oh.
I did not know anything. So that was made it really fun for me.
Well, the only other thing that I knew about it, it was from the creators of South Park.
Yeah.
Which it's that South Park kind of, you know, humor.
Mm-hmm. About 2 weeks before y'all were there, they had some kind of big anniversary thing for it. And Josh Gad came back and played, I think, Elder Cunningham.
Did he really?
Some of the originals came back for a week and did it.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was.
Turn it off like a light switch. Just go click. It's a cool little Mormon trick.
Oh, my gosh. That was really fun to do together. And our girls are theater girls.
Yeah.
They are into musicals and theater.
I bought those tickets while we were eating dinner at Patsy's.
Oh.
And I'm really glad I did because
we wouldn't have gotten to do that.
We wouldn't have. It was literally a sold out show. Yeah.
It was packed.
Yep.
I can't remember what we did after that, but walked around. Oh, we went back to the cheesecake place.
Well, not directly. We went back. You wanted to get pizza that night, so we tried different pizza. And you know, I mean, it was one of those where it was all right. You know, I mean, it was okay.
Good pizza.
It's generally speaking, I've never had a bad slice of New York pizza, but we went a long walk, one place that was recommended that was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, wasn't
the
my
place
favorite.
That we wanted to have pizza. I can't remember the name of it now. Was the hour's worth wait, like a line out the door, and I wasn't going to do that.
Well, that's the one that you have to buy the entire pizza.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I walked by there because when that first afternoon we got
it's
there.
It's right by the hotel.
I was like, oh, there's a pizza place. Let me go. And there was a line out the door.
We should have all just
done
it
down the sidewalk, and it's like, we only sell whole pies. And I was like, oh, man.
You should have called us. We would have done it the first night with you. We could have all and just stood on the street eating the pie.
Yeah.
We'll do that next time.
But there was such a long line there, we decided not to do that. But then after that, you know, we're doing a lot of walking, so I'm not feeling bad about eating a little bit more. No. We walked back to Junior's again and had more dessert.
Right. We sure did.
That's right.
I can't even remember what I had. I don't remember if I got anything. I just took bites of y'all's that night.
I had red velvet cake. Phoebe loved the strawberry shortcake so much, she got that again.
Yeah.
And
all these sweet memories, I will say, though. It was once we got home, it is one of my favorite vacations we've ever taken with them, almost because it was kind of impromptu. We decided to bring them along and make it a family vacation instead of just a work trip. So it almost feels impromptu, which always feels good to me in my heart and soul. And they're older. They don't live with us anymore.
Yeah.
We don't see them as much as we want. And so being with them was the magic of it, and in the city. You know, I got to spend some time in Bryant Park, which I've loved that little park. You know, I just got to experience it, you know.
Was that the one across the street from the hotel?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember one afternoon where you guys were taking a nap. I just didn't feel like napping, a quick nap before you shower, you know, after you shower, we're about to go out again. But I just went walking around the block to I found a bookstore, you know. Just fun things to do like that.
You know, if the weather had been a little bit cooler, that a lot of that would have been nicer, and we could have walked around a lot more, because we did a lot of walking, but we wound up doing a lot of Ubering and not doing the subway, mainly because of timing and where we knew where we needed to be. And if you're going to do something like a Broadway play and it's 102 degrees outside, you don't want to be sweating your behind off for 35 minutes on the subway trying to get there. You know, it's just walk. So we wound up, you know, Ubering.
Or I don't even know the system enough. I wouldn't trust myself to not be late because I took the wrong subway.
I got in
the wrong line. You know what I mean? With an Uber, it's like, here I am, come get me. This is where you need to drop me.
Right.
It was easier that way for me. If I was a New Yorker, I would do the subway for sure.
But you know, there's a lot to be said for planned spontaneity like you're talking about, because you have enough of a structure where you're not just spending hours going, well, what if we did this, or what if we did this, or what? But you know, you pick one or a handful of things, and then the stuff that flows in between is a lot of magic,
like Junior's, because Taylor was the one who said, oh, when I was here years ago with friends, we ended up eating at Junior's in Times Square, and it was really good cheesecake, and we're like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it, and that's why we went there the first night.
And then we ended up going twice.
Yeah. And Taylor, you know, Taylor's got that foodie thing going too, you know, pretty well. Yeah. So,
So
I trust her recommendations on those kind of things.
Yeah.
But the sharing part was fun because almost everything that we did small plate except for Patsy's, just because we all wanted to try a little bit of everything. Mm. You know what I mean? It just makes it.
I feel like we ate our way through the city.
We kind of did.
We had a lot of fun. And at breakfast, we would go to this little. Paris.
Paris Baguette.
Right around the corner from the hotel, and they have so many pastries. Now, that's a chain. That's not like some New York deli, but it's delicious, and we don't have it.
The night y'all went to eat, and I went back to the hotel, since that was right on the corner, I went and got a couple of things for the next morning, because I knew I'd be hitting the plane out.
Smart. Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah,
well,
we
did that. Every day we got something different and we shared everything. So we tasted each other's pastries every morning.
Did y'all get the red bean ball by chance?
No.
Oh, that was so good.
No, I didn't even see
that. Maybe next time.
We got...
There was like this little pig in a blanket thing, smoked sausage they had. And then Jody had one that had...
Boursin,
whatever, however you say it.
Boursin.
Yeah. And...
Their coffee was good.
I mean, you could, their savory stuff was great. Their sweets were really good. They had the mochi donuts, which I love. Jody's not a big fan of the rice flour thing because it's a little too chewy for her. Yeah. I love that. I mean, and Taylor and Phoebe love that too. So there were these mochi flavored donuts. I don't know if Paris Baguette is a New York chain. Yes, it's a chain, but I don't know if it's based there or not. It could be for all I know. But it was
so good.
Highly
recommend it. That's a chain that, if you are traveling and you see it, you can depend on
it
being good.
Like you said, a lot to choose from.
Too much to choose from, which is why we kept going back every morning. Like, we were all okay with, let's do it again, because you can get something completely different and know it's going to be straight up good. And it was right down the, so if you forgot something or if you want to go back to the hotel quickly.
It was walking distance.
Yeah,
it was one of my favorite trips ever. And even though there was so much fun stuff to do in the city, it's because they were with us.
Oh, you know?
It was just the four of us again, like when they were little, but they're not little anymore. It was just really special.
And, the way to do Manhattan really is in shorter spurts like that anyway. For one thing, it's expensive. There's nothing really cheap in New York City. But the fact that when you're in Manhattan, like Midtown, those areas, there's literally something to do on every street corner. That's not a cliche statement. It is the truth. You're never going to be at a shortage of food. So many of those places are open 24/7, which is crazy that you're not used to if you don't, live in a big city.
When you get back from a place like New York, you're kind of like, man,
what do we have to eat here?
No, it's not about the food. It's just like so wide open, and it's just so different because you're not right on top of people. You can see why people who were born and raised in a city like that find other places boring.
Yeah.
And could
It's constant motion. When I walked out on the street, it's just constant going. What I like, the thing kind of like what you were saying too, Murphy, about the food there was like when we were in an Uber riding and you'd go down the block and it was like pizza, Lebanese food. It was like Chinese food. What do you want? It's like the food court on every block.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's wild because it's a mix of the national chains that you know and things that are local, local establishments. The Uber driver that brought us back to the airport, and we flew out of LaGuardia, which that's the first time, by the way, that airport is really one of the best redos I've ever seen of any airport anywhere. It's fantastic. And but our Uber driver was explaining that he had moved out to Queens because he had lived in Manhattan, for a while. But I think anybody that's a native New Yorker will also tell you after a while, you want a little more grass or maybe a little bit of a yard.
You want what you don't have.
And living in the city is very expensive anyway.
Yeah.
But, there's so much, tall cement around you at every angle. You don't see a skyline when you're actually in the city. You know what I mean?
Every single person that we met with for our work gathering before our vacation actually began, they live in Jersey or they live outside, very few people that we visited with live in the city because it's so expensive. A lot of people do live in the city, but it's a specific circumstance that has you living in the city, or it's only a short period of your life that you live in the city. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And there's a turnover there.
But it was fun. So do you want to wait till your next birthday to do it again, or you want to do it sooner?
I would love to do it sooner. Of course, we can't do that all the time.
Right,
I told the girls, let's do this more often. Meet me in New York. And I'm thinking, wait, dollar signs.
Yeah, right.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
The game started. Call your dad.
I'm on it, Ma. Hola, pa.
Hello, hijita. I can't hear you. I'm at the stadium in Monterrey. Goal!
Here, shout goal together. Get nonstop talk, text, and data in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada with T-Mobile, America's best network. Switch on the T-Life app or on T-Mobile.com/connectate.
On qualifying plans, not for extended international use. You must reside in the U.S. In primary usage must occur on our network. Best based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.